Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.
2%, 2%, 2%.
The 2%'s right over here.
Oh, hey, Jenna. I didn't know you shopped here.
Yeah. Anything to support local food, know what I mean?
I definitely do. Though that's not the only thing you do in the name of Good Eats, obviously.
Well, true. I also host Eating Matters every Wednesday at 5 p.m., where we talk about food policy and how it impacts all of us. Be sure to tune in.
All right, gotta get the plug in there. I get it.
Yep, I'm hashtag shameless.
You know what else you can do to support the local food community, right?
Well, yeah. Make a donation to Heritage Radio Network, the world's pioneer food radio station.
That's right. And I gotta call you out on the whole local thing.
What do you mean?
Well, The Farm Report, A Taste of the Past, Japan Eats. Those are shows that take you around the country and the world.
I'll give you that. So how can listeners give their support?
It's pretty easy. Just go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the big red heart in the top right corner. It's pretty easy from there.
Thanks.
Today's program is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee, host of Full Service Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this show, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sharp and Hot. I am your host, Emily Peterson, broadcasting to you live from Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. This is episode number 131. It is Election Day. I voted. It is in New Jersey only. But I came into Brooklyn and a whole bunch of people were like, I have a sticker on my shirt because I'm a proud civilian, civic member of our society, I should have said. I'm a civilian outside the kitchen, though. So I guess that's also true. But everybody's like, wait, what? Am I supposed to vote? I was like, only if you live in New Jersey or California or North and South Dakota. And I think Minnesota, I'm not entirely positive about that one. The AP called the election for Hillary Clinton yesterday. And I take my son to every election, and I am proud to say he has not missed a single election day. And he pushed the button today, and he's very excited about also being a member of the voting public. If you're listening to this later on in time, this will be absolutely meaningless. Except that I will say, I have a friend who, he does like branding, and we were out to lunch, and he was like, you need a thing. And when I was thinking about what my thing is going to be, one of them is voting. I really think voting is important. And if you've been listening to this show long enough to have gotten through another election cycle with me, you may have already heard me say this. It doesn't always seem like your vote is going to count, but what it says is that you value the democratic process. And if people are looking to cut in places and they can say, well, this polling place, no one showed up to vote, therefore we're going to save $20,000 and not have that polling place, then all of a sudden you end up with lines that are 4 hours long for people trying to vote. And we know that because it is literally happening. So I went, I voted. And when I was riding in here today, I thought, you know what's really funny is that politicians pander to local people. And in order to appear like they're among the people, they eat regional foods. And so when we were standing in the studio just before we went on air, I asked David if he could pull some audio of one of our great politicians of this land, Kasich, eating pizza on Arthur Avenue. Go ahead and play the tape, David.
How's that sandwich? You get that in Ohio?
Yeah, all right.
Anytime you're ready, I'll ship it to you. ArthurAvenue.com. Don't forget.
Are you eating anything?
Chicken salad. I got plenty for you guys.
It's like the most awkward thing. I also screwed it up because I said he was eating pizza. He's actually eating a sandwich. And everyone does this, and every single one of them is so awkward and weird. So thank you, David. I was like, this is just perfect. I am thrilled that this election cycle is coming to a close. The primaries are one step closer to November. Jen Kirkman, who's a favorite comedian of mine on Twitter, said this morning, society would be a lot healthier if the election cycle was nice and short, like The Bachelorette, and people took 2 years to decide who they were going to marry. I was like, yes! So anyway, I'm super excited that it's election day. I do enjoy government and the judicial process. I went to see Chelsea Clinton and Cory Booker speak yesterday, and I got all weepy and invigorated. And Cory Booker, guys, if you have the chance to hear him speak, he will make you cry. Like, he's so powerful, and like, he talked about his mom, and he was laughing, and then he was taking pictures, and he was taking pictures of other people. It was just, it was really cool and fun, and so I highly recommend it. It is also an auspicious day because I have not had an alcoholic beverage in 90 days as of today, and some of it has been awesome, and some of it has been white knuckles, you guys. It is not always easy, but my guest that I have on the show today, we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then a totally unreasonable segue. There are 50 or so hours left in my friend April, friend of Heritage Radio, friend of Sharp and Hot, April Wachtel, Swig and Swallow Kickstarter. If you go to kickstarter.com, search for Swig and Swallow, she is going to be the blue apron of home cocktail craft cocktail delivery, and I highly recommend it. All free, fresh, delicious fruit juices. And I was actually thinking this whole sobriety thing and Swig and Swallow, I was like, maybe we could do a whole line of non-alcoholic craft beverages that are also like tannic and sour and sparkling like cocktails, because juice is not the same as a cocktail, as much as I try to convince myself of that every happy hour. Anyway, let's get my guest on the line, and maybe she can help me with this problem. I have with me author and entrepreneurial firestorm, Robin Euclid. Welcome to Sharp and Hot. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I think you're awesome, and I think this radio show is awesome, so I'm really happy to be here. And I love that we're starting off by talking about cocktails, too. So, cheers.
Thank you so much for the compliment. I truly appreciate it. I think it's awesome, too, and to hear other people agree with me makes me feel like less of a narcissist, so thank you. So you, I have been looking through all of the stuff that is about you on the internet, and you are incredible in your diversity and your mission to make people feel better and happier. So tell me a little bit about your origin story, because you're so normal. You start out, most of what you say is like, I wasn't always like super health maven.
Totally. Yeah. I still don't every day wonder how I got into this world. You know, I ended up in health and wellness, and I went to nutrition school, and I had been to Whole Foods twice. I'd never eaten kale. So it doesn't matter where you're starting, you could end up someplace completely unexpected. But it is not unexpected that my work has ended up landing me in the kitchen, because I grew up in the kitchen, literally. My mom, when she was making dinner every day, would put me on one of those little bouncy seats, and she'd put it on the kitchen counter while she was cooking. And I mean, it started there. And funny enough, I actually just had a baby who's 4 months old now, and I have one of those little seats for her. And my mom went to go put her on the counter, and I was looking at it. I'm like, Mom, I actually don't think that's really safe.
Things have changed, Mom. I love you, but...
Right? Like, I survived, but let's keep her on the floor. So as soon as I could, you know, I was climbing all over the counters, literally, and asking to mix things, and what's in this, and tasting that, and just really having a real appreciation for real food and family time and Friday night Shabbat dinners and having food as a way to connect. And, you know, eventually that led me to want to do something in this industry. And I wish I could say on the by story with all that, that was happy and hunky-dory, but unfortunately the back end was that I was also, you know, a typical teenager at the time, and like every girl I knew, really unhappy with her body. So I was constantly, you know, trying to diet or find the thing that would fix me, and, you know, trying to restrict myself around my mom's delicious homemade food, and that never really worked because, you know, whatever, she'd make like souffles on a Wednesday night. But just kind of this tug of war between this family and this love and this connection around meals and being just so unhappy with my body and myself and feeling like, you know, there was always something wrong with me. And I'm happy to say eventually these two roads connected, and I went to nutrition school and I learned how to be in harmony with food and how food can heal us and how I could have that delicious family time, you know, now with my husband and my daughter, but have it also be something that makes me feel really good and heals my belly at the same time and any of the digestive funkiness we all have going on. So
can I ask you, was that sense of like unhappiness with your body, were there things that were coming at you from the exterior that were saying to you that you're not enough, or was that internally generated, or do you think it was a balance of both things?
I think it was definitely both. I always say, like, I had hips and a tush before anybody else did.
And, it's so popular,
you know, I had, like,
now.
A badonkadonk booty for sure, and all the girls around me were paper thin, and I was looking in magazines, and I was like, I want to look like that. Why don't I look like that in a bathing suit? And I remember hanging up pictures of these girls in my dorm room and writing those phrases out, you know, nothing tastes better than thin. And so really it was a mix of feelings that I'd had inside of me and then that being mirrored and reflected back to me and affirmed through mainstream media that I was digesting, or not really digesting at the time. Don't mind the joke.
So that sense of intuition you talk about in the new book, which is beautiful, called Go With Your Gut, that sense of intuition is directly linked to what you are putting into your body and what is happening with your digestion. And I like that idea a lot because I had Ellie Krieger on the show last week. If for those listening who are not familiar, she is from Food Network. She has a new show called Ellie's Real Good Food. And I asked her about the role of mentors in her life. And she talked about the importance of her spiritual life with her mom as like the greatest influence of being like supportive emotionally and spiritually. And that really stuck with me. And I realized over the course of this week, I don't really have a very deep spiritual life going right now. And then I feel like the universe brought me your book, and you have all big pieces of that. So talk a little bit about that sense of intuition and the role of spirit and spirituality in how we feel about ourselves.
Amazing. Yeah, you have access to this whole little spiritual world right inside of you, in your belly. I always say, you know, how we digest our food is how we digest our lives. So if something is off, you know, it isn't right with your food, it's not right with what's going on with you at work or in a relationship, your body shows you. And so when it's not flowing literally inside, it's probably not flowing outside, and vice versa. So when we can, So when we can tune into that digestive fire and have that working for us again instead of against us, and we can clean up our guts, and that means, you know, pooping regularly, feeling less bloated, having more energy, cleaning up our food, and our bodies start getting into a better flow, then everything else in our lives starts to flow a little bit better too. And when that's happening, we can then hear those gut voices, that intuition, that instinct that is our gift from the universe. It's in every single one of us. And it just gets clouded with a lot of, you know, poor food choices and a lot of just crap overall. Life crap and food crap.
Right. Yeah, there's something that you say in the book where you're like, you know, if things outside of you are not going well, then you find yourself hanging out in the kitchen cupboards. And I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and I have a soft spot for tortilla chips. I find that I just can't have them in the house.
You must be in real trouble now, because the tortilla chip, like, artisanal market is on fire.
And they're so good. And, like, I wish I could be like, I'm going to have fun. And sometimes I'm really good at it. Like, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to have a handful of these because I really want them. And then other times I find that I'm just eating them because they are there, or I am bored, or I am stressed out, or I'm freaked out, or whatever it is. And I'm like, oh my God, they're so salty and satisfying in that moment. But you tell people, I really like this piece of advice, and I'm going to share it if it's okay, and we'll always give you credit. But I get asked a lot by people like, how do you, you know, what do I tell my friend who, you know, or my partner who like just eats blindly or won't eat anything or lives on cheeseburgers from McDonald's? Like, what, how do you like help people? And one of the things that you talk about is just being mindful about whether or not you even want do you even want that cupcake?
We are such habit eaters. You know, even when we're cleaning up, you know, my husband just, he eats what he wants and he leaves the little bits on the plate. And I know that I'm stressed or I didn't have a moment for myself during my day when I'm eating those little bits.
Right. Wait, right? Are you eating them off of his plate?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm like, he doesn't, it's garbage. Like, it's about to go into the compost. You know, and this is something that I addressed. I love that you brought about the kitchen cabinets, adventures, because, in my chapter, Listen, it's all about cravings and it's all about, you know, what's off balance in your day or what do you need more of? What do you need less of? And that can be something in your life and that can be something nutritionally as well. So, you know, having that moment where you check in with yourself, do I really want this? Have I sat down for a minute today? Have I taken 3 deep breaths? And, you know, even for someone who's crazy busy or you're at the office all day or working 60 hours a week or commuting, maybe you take those 3 deep breaths on the toilet because that's the only place you have peace. And that's fine.
Right, yeah.
You know, like, get it where you can and see how that might affect you. You know, at the end of your day, you probably need connection, not the cabinets. So whether that's connection with yourself, you know, and taking a bath or calling a friend or connection with someone else, you know, even if it's you're single and you live by yourself, you know, go for a walk and just breathe the energy of those around you, and let that nourish the need for connection. And that's when those cravings start to calm a little bit and this whole healthy food thing starts to get a little bit easier.
We have to take a quick break, but when we do, let's talk about some of your healthy foods that are in your new book, and we'll be right back after the break.
Today's program is proudly brought to you by Whole Foods Market, America's healthiest grocery store, with more than 400 locations throughout the United States. Download the Whole Foods Market app on your smartphone for recipes, sales, information, and digital coupons. Or visit WholeFoodsMarket.com to find a store closest to you.
Welcome back to Sharp and Hot, everyone. Joining me on the phone is Robin Youkilis, author of the new book out with Kyle Books, Go With Your Gut, The Insider's Guide to Banishing the Bloat with 75 Digestion-Friendly Recipes. Part of why I wanted to talk to you was because it is beach season, and everyone is putting on bathing suits maybe for the first time in a long time. So tell me about how the book is set up, because it's not really like a traditional cookbook. You have a lot of wisdom in here with the recipes.
Yeah, so I kind of wrote a whole book by accident and a cookbook. Like, so you're basically getting 2 books in the sense that every chapter has my coaching work in it. So I've been working with women all over the world for over 6 years now about how to heal their relationship with food, how to heal their guts, connect to that intuitive voice, and also the very practical side of that, which is the recipes. So the start of every chapter has my coaching work, tips, advice, homework for you to do, some cool practices, stories of mine, and then it connects to the recipes after that. So you've got everything in here. I really wanted this to be an all-season book. So you've got those, you know, heavier, more grounding, nourishing dishes that would be better for the colder months. And then you've got the lighter dishes, like the perfect detox salad that I have in there, which uses a lot of Meyer lemon and fresh mint and radish and all really, you know, foods that nourish your gut, but also nourish your whole life, like make you just feel great. So, you know, I hooked you up.
Thank
from the knowledge
you.
To the kitchen practical side too.
Sure. I mean, on behalf of everyone, it's like having you as a coach right here in this book. And it's really written like you can now talking to you, you can really hear your voice in the writing. Okay. So one of the pieces of advice that you give that's, I think, excellent is you tell people to start small.
Yeah. Glad that you're bringing this up and very in time, because I just got off the call, coaching call with a client, and that was exactly the theme of it. So we get really overwhelmed by big, big goals, big to-dos. You know, I want to start meal planning. I want to write out, you know, what my family's eating and shop that way, you know, for every night this week. That might be great, but that's not always going to happen. And then you've got this big to-do hanging over your head, and you always feel not so great because you're not getting done what you feel you should be getting done. So one thing that I coach around is really taking something and breaking it down into small digestible pieces. So maybe your goal is to do meal planning for your family. Hasn't been happening. You know what? Start with one night. So every Monday you make X. You know, you make a fish dish. You've got five recipes you rotate through. That's it. You know, or maybe your goal is to start working out, right? That's everybody's goal. I'm going to go to the gym 5 days a week. You know, and some people say, yeah, maybe start with three. I say start with one, two maximum, you know, and plan those into your calendar right now. Same thing with the cooking. And you're going to be much more likely to have it happen. And once you've achieved the 2 days, you're like, well, that wasn't that hard. I got a, you know, a Saturday morning. I can go do it then too. But it's just chipping off a little piece of that big block, and then you start feeling better, and then you're able to work from that place, and more great things start to happen when you're feeling good instead of feeling, you know, the shoulds and the I didn't achieve that.
Right.
That doesn't feel very good.
The like the shoulds and the I didn'ts is that is just as overwhelming as the like, oh my God, I have to go to the gym 5 days today, like on a Sunday night, like all of that can be so, like, can just, like, make you spin out. I have a small step that I have confronted. Congratulations on the baby, by the way.
Thank you.
Is it a boy or a girl?
A girl. A little girl.
Congratulations. I have a boy who is 3 3/4, he will tell you. And one of the parenting achievements that we have gotten this far is that he doesn't really have an understanding of candy. Except when he does. And every once in a while we'll be at a thing and somebody will hand him candy, or he went to a parade and the fire trucks were throwing out lollipops. And so I was like, oh, I have got to nip this fast or I'm going to lose this battle. And in your book, you have a recipe for Good Gut Gummies, which we're going to share on our website.
Yay!
Because it's so easy to swap out crappy, you know, like I happen to buy gummy bears at the store because I really like to have them and just like pop them in my mouth. But every time I eat one, I'm like, this is garbage. This is garbage. This is garbage. And that's not a good message for myself. So can you walk us through making ourselves some Good Gut Gummies as an alternative to the ease of the gummy bear Haribo that we all grew up with?
Yeah, so the gummies, kids love them, so I'm so glad that you guys are sharing this recipe and that you're going to start making it. And it's also totally in line with everything in my book, which is about gut health, and believe me, the kiddies need it too. So the gummies are somewhere in between like a Haribo bear and like Jell-O, like something in between, and you can use fun shapes. You can get little hearts, little stars, little animals. I like to cut them into little cubes. You can really have fun with it. And really all it is frozen fruit or, you know, blueberries, raspberries, fresh lemon or lime juice. And then a sweetener, you can use a little bit of honey is what I suggest. And then you've got gelatin. And gelatin, when it's a quality sourced real gelatin, is great for healing your gut. It heals the mucosal lining in the stomach and it reduces inflammation. So it's also like, it's a pure source of protein, reduces heartburn, acid reflux. So it's got all these great benefits to it. But you're at the end of the day just really eating something that feels like a little candy treat. And they're brightly colored and absolutely delicious. So I love this recipe.
I cannot wait. And the photograph in the book are beautiful, and the picture is the cubes that are cut out. But I just remembered in the back of my cabinet somewhere, I have silicone molds of little chickens that someone gave me for ice cubes, and I was like, I am never going to use these. But now they have a purpose. I'm going to make chicken gummies.
Do it, and make sure you hashtag go with your gut book and at me on social media at Robin Euclid, because I want to see so I can retweet and Instagram and all that good stuff, because I love seeing everybody cook from this book. That's been one of the most surprising, joyful moments from the book, because I thought everybody would get it and cook and like enjoy it, but I didn't see that so many people would be sharing and saying how these recipes have been changing, you know, their relationship with their kids, and they're making healthy muffins for them now and like feeling better in their bodies. And what a joy, I'm sure, you know, having so many cookbook authors on, that that's just one thing that you're like, wow, I did something really cool, and it's really helping a lot of people.
Yeah, I think every time I talk to a cookbook author, when they have that moment of tapping into their community and seeing that they're all out there, and I have it too, you know, the people who email me their questions and trust me with their stories, I'm like, they're really out there listening to me, and it's a really amazing feeling.
Yeah.
So, Robin, thank you so much for coming on Sharp and Hot. I know that you have to run. You have another person to coach. How do people get in touch with you if they want one-on-one, hands held by you to a more mindful and healthy life?
Amazing. So you can check everything out at gowithyourgutbook.com. And gowithyourgutbook.com, that is the URL. And then, you know, any questions from this interview or want to reach out personally, just email my team at support@yourhealthiestyou.com. And that's yourhealthiestyou, all spelled out, and support@yourhealthiestyou.com. And I'll answer your questions personally. I love it.
Wonderful. Congrats again on the baby. Enjoy. Babies at the beach in the summer are like the cutest thing ever. So have a wonderful, wonderful time being
Thank
a new
you.
Mom. It goes by so fast.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Robin, I'm going to let you go. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Okay, everybody. So now you know what to do. You have the resources in this book. I got to say, I'm super excited to make the stuff in here, because it's not only that the stuff in here is healthy and good for you, but it replaces the stuff that's not good for you. And I think that's like a big, that's just a big part of asking yourself, like, what am I doing here? I got asked by a friend of mine, like, they're trying to change their partner. It's like, it doesn't have anything to do with not liking kale. You know, like, that's kind of like the big takeaway, is like, it's bigger than that. And it deserves some mindful thought when you are changing your life, hopefully for the better. So, on that note, if you want to reach out to me, I am at Chef Emily P on Twitter and on Instagram. I am Chef Emily at sharpandhot.com. I sent out a big pile of books this week. That was super, super exciting. I am pausing here because I'm trying to find the name of the person that I wanted to reach out to personally and congratulate on finishing med school. It is right there. There we go. In Grand Rapids, Michigan, listener Lara just finished med school and reached out to me on Instagram. And I'm so touched that you are out there. Congratulations. You are seriously making the world a better place by becoming a doctor. I was going to send her a super healthy book, and then I was like, she just finished med school. Let's give her some glamour. So I sent her my book about cooking from the Hamptons, which is really, really fun and glamour. So hopefully she will enjoy that. Special thanks to Whole Foods Market for sponsoring the show. And also, I want to send out a word of love to Jack Inslee. Today is Jack's last day. He is going out into the world of radio and making music with his partner, Odetta Hartman. They are going to perform all over Europe. They are going on tour. And then big, bright, wonderful things are in their radio future as well. So congratulations to Jack for taking the next big step in his career. We are going to miss him desperately, especially me giving him advice and convincing him to try to do mountain climbers on air. That was kind of fun. So Jack, Godspeed, best of luck. Take care of yourself and everyone around you. Thank you to Nice Peter, who I just found out is coming to visit. I'm so excited. Pete Shukoff is responsible for the theme song of the show. Thank you to Colleen Leahy for producing, and to David and Malcolm for engineering the show. Until next week, everyone, keep playing with fire and knives.
Sharp and hot with Chef Family. Sharp and hot with Chef Family.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Latham.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money.
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos.
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.